Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, be still, my heart. Welcome to the NATO Summit. Notable authors together optimize. Backward, turn backward, O time in your flight. Take me back to Africa just for tonight. Years ago, I wanted to go to a spa in Romania. Circa 1984, I wanted to dance with the gypsies up in the mountains. That was not to be. Instead, I found myself on a plane to Africa. Sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and get ready for takeoff. You're about to experience an exhilarating ride of your life. A captivating adventure. Traversing the landscapes of Africa. Bonjour, good day, hola, dobro jutro. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine, in minutes, this show will circle the world. The shows are archived. Get your pen and pad out. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on February 8th, 2017, The Heart of the Lion. It is, when I think of it, it just takes me back to that incredible time. If you've never been to Africa, you have to go. I was on a photo excursion. It was as a photo safari. The Heart of the Lion by Tom Patrick and Kathy Watson. The calling number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. Then you could log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and Shakespeare. That is an original. Wait till you hear Roger Plummer's voice. Our bags are packed. We'll traverse the world. Rates individually assessed. And then click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Self-published. It's an e-book and a soft copy. You can only get it by contacting me at cafestudio@sbcglobal.net. Scroll down to Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Available at Author House and Amazon.com. And Choices will be on tomorrow. You'll hear the live authors, contributing authors, sharing their story with you, traversing the abyss to get to the mountaintop. And then The Heart of the Lion. My Trip to Africa. Available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. This is going to be a movie. You know, I could just feel it. So I want all of your energy to be there with me. The Heart of the Lion. Of course, my journal gave birth to the book. And when Tom and I finished it, I went, man, timeless. This is just timeless. And then the other book that I'm a contributing author in, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. I'm the passionate warrior. I belong in Africa. I would move there in a heartbeat. You have no idea. Marie Pierre, who was the agent, a travel agent in Sharon Simons, but Marie Pierre said to me, when you're in Africa and you're sitting in the van and you're traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai, just feel the energy of the earth. It actually shook. It rocked. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like looking out the window and seeing a cheetah sitting in a tree, the elephants, the lions. Oh, it was inexplicable, captivating, mystical, and spiritual. The Heart of the Lion, available at Ex Libris and Amazon.com. Now, before I get into the story, I just want to ask all of you, would you like to give a voice to your passion? I do it on talk radio 4 times a week. Do you want to be a star of your very own half-hour internet radio show? I don't care what your age is, your ethnicity, gender. Imagine, you're the star. Your show, your way. It's your story, you own it. It's a powerful marketing tool and PR tool. It's exploding. Your show is archived. Oh, no loose cannons. You email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and you tell me your story, and let's see if it resonates. Then, after your check is cleared, there is a modest fee. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. Imagine, in minutes, your show will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. You choose your day. Time is flexible, but you need to get in touch with me. Mićmo Duvanić, in Croatian, that is, we shall talk and explore the humongous possibilities of you starring. And by the way, you're the messenger. All I'm doing is being the director. You are the messenger. You got that? Okay, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. If you don't ask, if you don't persevere, if you don't search, keep on keeping on, the answer is negative. If you don't ask, the answer is no. How do you know whether or not your story would really grab the world? I would know. And now we're talking about the energy. I want you to feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood of ironworkers at INPAC. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. Do you want a career or a job? Log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It's for the brotherhood and the sisterhood. Imagine being paid. You have to qualify. That's why you're going to log on ironworkers.org. And in the 3 to 4 years while you're an apprentice, you're being paid. Your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And we also have the CD. Ironworkers, a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man and then segue down into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid movement of the swan. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by About Face and Reflexology, massage facials, licensed esthetician Noreen Wells, 262-248-1015. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. Why, wire arts, sculpture, leatherworks, hand-built, made one at a time, one-of-a-kind. Email Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net for more information. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Craig McIntyre, our CPA, tax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Looks do matter. If you feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body, and they're all leading factors in premature aging and even death. You know how to get the book. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Homebase Business. Do you want to be your own boss? I don't care who you're working for. I don't care your age, your ethnicity. Don't you want to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals? And with a home-based business, it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, to believe in yourself. And it's a great entree for children to learn about the magic of money. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The heart of the lion. Backward, turn backward. I want to go back. The book is available in hard copy, soft copy, and Amazon.com and Ex Libris. It's an adventurous, exciting, mystical, supernatural, and romantic story. It's haunting. The adventure takes place in Kenya. Felicia Philippe, a Chicago broadcast journalist, is obsessed with making the pilgrimage across the Serengeti Plain to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. After meeting Rick Taylor, her guide, Felicia's life takes on new meaning. Together, with strong and ever-present forces, an old lion that befriended Rick Taylor since childhood, and the amulet possessing rare and magical powers, help guide Felicia and Rick to their ultimate destination, the mighty K, Mount Kilimanjaro. I could just see it there. In my mind's eye, I am reliving my journey to Africa. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in Africa. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 8th and The Heart of the Lion. You could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net, and click on my website, simplyageless.net, kathywatsonspeaks.com. The Heart of the Lion, written by Tom Puttrick with Kathy Watson. The relationship of the main characters and how they relate to Africa. Another fascinating component is that while the story is fictional, hey, there are some segments that are true. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making the pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. The heart is good for all ages. Every and anyone that enjoys a mystical romantic adventure, the young at heart. And the story is relative. It may entertain, bring joy, may enlighten, or it may even sadden one's heart. The African adventure is compelling. The book is important because it entertains, the adventuresome, and appeals to those that may embrace reincarnation. And The Heart is the first collaboration with Tom and Kathy. Tom, and I'm quoting him, said, "Dealing with the supernatural is always unprecedented. The theme of reincarnation is controversial. The book explores this in great detail." And The Heart was intended to entertain, enlighten, to expose the reader to the wonderful journey of the mind. Tom Puttrick, and I'm quoting him, he's had many experiences in the supernatural realm, and Tom witnessed and believed them to be real. And of course, Kathy's journey to Africa gives firsthand knowledge of the story's background. And Tom said he had 3 actual supernatural experiences, 2 ghostly sightings in life. Now, I want to show you. Now, this is the truth. While writing the book, Tom and Kathy shared an unusual coincidence concerning the characters. Tom had no way of knowing the names that he chose were actually the names of Kathy's parents. It was only after discussions in the beginning that Kathy asked Tom, "How did you know my parents' names and that Luke was an uncle that lived with us?" He said he just knew. And this is the truth. While we were getting acquainted and talking, I never told him the names of my mother and father. My mother's name is Mary, Maria, and my father's name is Peter, Petet. And we had an Uncle Luca that lived with us. Now, I'm reading experts extrapolating from our press release to alert the media that there is a book covering the subject of paranormal activity and reincarnation while embracing suspense and romance. Tom's experience with the paranormal and Kathy's intuitiveness have blended to create a phenomenal book. You will not be able to put it down. And to get a copy, log on The Heart of the Lion, Amazon.com, or exlibris.com. You know, Africa has always been referred to as the Dark Continent. It's not really dark. It's dark because most people don't know about the beauty and the magic of Africa. The Dark Continent of Africa exposed. The Heart of the Lion, a romantic story tracing the spiritual and personal growth of 2 people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. Written by Tom Puttrick, with Kathy Watson. And early on in all of my shows, I've encouraged all of you to write a journal. June 7th to June 20th, 1984. Today's date is November 10th, 1997. I'm typing this journal as I wrote it beginning June 7th, 1984. Enjoy the journey with me. It was awesome. Oh, June 7th, 10:30 a.m. Writing this in a taxi to an airport, this is not going to work. We'll continue at a more convenient place to Bumpy Port. It's 1:55 p.m. Sitting at gate C6, tote bag with film weighs a ton. Hot and very windy in Chicago. The meeting with Marty Miller went very well, threw a whole new light on Self-Taught Inc. Direction with chin up. So far, everything about this trip has gone smooth. Has absolutely gone smooth. However, this was in backward to January 1984. I don't know if it was Sharon or Marie-Pierre who mentioned the Kenya trip to me. I was rather, oh, it sounds great, but let me think about it. Why June is so far off? Then about the same time, Stephanie, a client of mine, came in and said, Kathy, you should apply for a passport. You never know when you may have a chance to go abroad. You should be prepared. We had no conversation about it. Her boyfriend was in the travel business, and I don't know exactly how and when I made the decision to go to Africa, mailed in my deposit. Voila, I was on my way. Next step, fill out. Please get your passports. Get your identity card. Do it immediately. You never know. Oh, all of this took place in early April of 1984. What was interesting is that I chose not to tell my clients until the last minute. Their reactions were varied. Where are you going to Africa? Ugh, I wouldn't go there. Wow, what a super trip. I'd love to be going. Well, here I am waiting to board for New York. Bo, our beautiful cat, settled with Bill. I know that he's going to miss him. And Beverly, my neighbor downstairs, will water my plants, take in the mail. Good thing I left the apartment as early as I did. Each time I walked past my closet, I found another outfit I just had to take. What if I needed it and didn't have it? Probably will not need half of what I took. It's still Thursday. My flight was delayed in New York. However, I met so many wonderful people. Finally, on my way, 9:10 a.m., flight not bad, some turbulence, will write a book on 1,001 positions to sleep plane. Saturday the 10th, partly cloudy, coolish, at the meeting room to coordinate the trip to meet group, got in wee hour last night. Oh, our plane was delayed in Lagos, Nigeria, for security reasons. Didn't think we'd ever get here. Breakfast was quite good, fruit, eggs, etc. Jet lag. Writing this Monday, 9:45, went to the market or in town to Nairobi. Bought an elephant-designed safari hat. Left for the Aberdeen Country Club and then to the Ark. Saw elephants and not much more. Evelyn and I went to bed around 10. Found out the next morning that 22 elephants marched into the viewing area. Some tried to mate. Damn, we missed it. In a.m. on Sunday, heavy fog and mist. Left for the Samburu Ra Lodge. At the equator, natives converged on us to buy. A bit intimidating. Now that I had the experience, ready to tackle them. Native children love ballpoint pens and my Polaroid. Monday, 9:45 a.m., our Hell's Angels consisted of Evelyn Hoffman, George and Steve Rapp, Cindy Bellgarth, Peter and Goodman, Marion Hudasak, and Ma. What a great group, so much fun. Rooms at the Sabaru are big. At the Ark, we had tiny room, two tiny beds side by side. Mattresses were so comfortable. Ah, I don't remember this, but now I do. They also furnished us with hot water bottles. The Ark cold, Sambaru hot. The Sambaru Reserve was fun. Flowers seemed to spring up everywhere. And got in on Friday, just got in from safari at the Norfolk Hotel. Time is around 1:45, waiting for our rooms and dinner. Dinner was excellent. Wednesday, the ride from Mount Kenya, spectacular scenery, to the Maasai Mara Reserve was incredibly long. It took all day. Hot and dusty, roads are not paved, bumpy. Natives seem to always be walking. However, in conversation, with our guide, she said they always have a reason for walking. The huts that they live in, the bare essentials that they have convinced me that it doesn't take much to survive. The children are tending the herds of goats, cows, goats, and love to wave. The bartering that I heard so much about is interesting. By the way, the natives are not dumb at all. To date, I have purchased lion, elephant, calabash, bracelets, safari hats, necklaces, keychains, 2 straw bags. Writing this Saturday, the 16th, plus Richard's Primitive Men. I don't know how I'll manage to pack all of this. But, oh, and I also bought 2 cosmetic bags at Mount Kenya. Now we're on our way to Kikorok, the lodge. Just about settled in our cabin when Evelyn came back to say that the single accommodations were assigned tents. So she and I shared number 68. Linda Hall and George took the cabins. The tent was a blast. First of all, we had the best light in the world to put our faces on, and we had hot water. All the other places other than Mount Kenya was cool to shower. Oh, and my walking companions were baboons. Oh, they are so funny. They were on the Masai Mara Reserve. We watched the migration of the zebra and wildebeest. What a spectacular sight. When we were out on our 4 to 6:30 p.m. game drive, we came upon a lion pride. To see them napping and playing, it's hard to imagine them being so fierce. Simon, our driver, explained that as long as we stayed in the van, we were relatively safe. However, if the lions caught scent of a white man, or any man for that matter, they would attack. The hippo pond was tranquil and lovely. What big boys they are! Oh, where did the trip go? Inexplicable. On one of our game drives, when I had 2 other members, octogenarians, to expand the trip, this is what we saw on an afternoon drive. 3 cheetahs, elephants, buffalo, Dick Dick, impala, Thompson gazelle, black velvet face monkey, wildebeest, warthogs, grand gazelle, mama rhino and kids, 3 lions, 3 lionesses, and 2 not-so-small cubs. You must go to Africa. Oh, the trip was inexplicable, wonderful, and exciting. The East African, sweet and so polite. The food, better than I thought it would be. The lodges, from average to outstanding. To sum it all up, for my first out-of-this-world travel experience, I'm so glad I had all of you to share it with, and so, my darlings, till we meet again, I salute Jindan with affection, best wishes for 100 years of good health and prosperity. Now, remember I told you, a fascinating component is that while the story is fiction, there are some segments that are true. And if you want a copy of the journal at my expense, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Remember, the spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. It's a mystical romantic story, embracing the spiritual and personal growth of 2 people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. You're listening to Kathy on Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio, Heart of the Lion, available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Until tomorrow, au revoir.